Welcome to the Questo Game. All right, welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespity. So I'm your host, Chris Crespo, hanging out with Drew Sacogburn. Drew,
what up, dude?
Doing a spoiler bonus episode on that Terminator Genesis.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing. Ready for that?
Sure.
Ready to talk about the latest in the franchise about time traveling, human killing robots?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Are you? Because that's what we're here for. Unfortunately, it's not a 50 Shades bonus episode. Sorry, you have to apologize for that. I said we would do that this week, but the gods were against us in terms of trying to make that movie happen.
Yeah, no shit, right?
We honestly put forth an effort to watch that apparently very long film.
Yeah.
There will be fast forwarding involved.
Of course. Yeah, I can't sit through 2.5 hours of that nonsense.
No way. So,
I mean, I was willing to give it a full hour and a half.
I was expecting at least two.
Really?
At least. Yeah.
2 hours, 34 minutes.
You can't get across all that longing and stalkery tendencies in just 90 minutes. You need at least 120.
Okay. Sure. Do you say so?
150, though?
We'll find out.
I don't know about 150.
It's a lot of minutes.
Oh, my goodness. So we will do that as soon as we can, I promise. It's really a burden on my shoulders at this point. It's like a sword of Damocles dangling over my head and just waiting for me to cut the rope for it to fall on me.
That's on the both of us, Chris.
I thought you don't have to watch it.
Hey, you suffered through Tyler Perry Made a Christmas with me.
Sort of. I didn't have to watch it, yeah.
I will sort of kind of half watch.
I have a feeling Tyler Perry Made a Christmas is going to be a more fun movie.
I have a feeling it will be too.
But we'll see. Just have to remember when we're watching 50 Shades that the dude is supposed to be Edward and the chick is supposed to be Bella. We have to remember that.
Is that how it's supposed to be?
Yeah. Because it was started as fan fiction, Twilight fan fiction. And then when I got picked up for publication, it just changed the names of the characters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Sounds like you're...
It makes me hate it even more.
Sounds like little death expirations coming out of you.
It makes me hate it even more than I already did.
Well, we're going to have to actually watch it. But we did see that Terminator Genesis. And similarly, when you watch that movie, you have to remember that Arnold Schwarzenegger is Edward. And Sarah Connor's Bella. And Kyle Reese is... Jacob?
Right. Is that the other one?
Team Edward, Team Jacob. Remember the teams. I remember the teams. They're all over Twitter.
Say so.
Hashtag, I was hashtag team, I can't think of another character.
Team you don't care.
I guess so. Team Anna Kendrick. I think she was in those movies. She might have had a part or two.
Do you say so?
I think so. I don't know. Actually, I've never seen any of those. But we did see Terminator Genesis, and I guess we're eventually going to start talking about it. This is the spoiler bonus episode, in case you couldn't tell. We're going to talk about all the details, though. I don't know. Can you really spoil a movie that's been spoiled by all the marketing and commercials and even the poster?
Yeah. I mean, even the poster does spoil everything.
It's right in the middle.
Yeah.
Right in the middle. We got Nanobot Terminator John Connor, which was in all the trailers.
Correct.
All the trailers except the very first one.
The first one was like, oh, there might be something in this movie that I won't expect until the second trailer.
The second trailer. And then all the commercials and all the posters. And then they're like, you know what? Paramount marketing department was just like, yeah, we'll just let everyone know exactly what's happening in this movie.
Yeah.
So there will be no surprises whatsoever. I mean, they probably did it because of the way they were revisiting stuff from the first Terminator movie. They're trying to convince people that it wasn't just a reboot. Or a remake?
Yeah, they were trying to directly connect it to Terminator 2.
But the marketing didn't want people to think that it was remakes of Terminator and Terminator 2. But it's still its own thing.
This is like Terminator 3 and 4 never existed.
Right. James Cameron has said that he considers this to be more of a Terminator 3 than the actual Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
I don't think I've seen Terminator 3 in its entirety as a whole movie.
With the
chick.
Yeah. The TX.
Yeah, no.
She was like a metal thing that could shift and morph.
Sure.
But not like liquidy metal.
Okay.
But more just like, I don't know what it was, like Transformers metal.
Okay.
She was changing like a Transformer, sort of.
Gotcha.
Like her hand could change into a gun.
Okay.
Anyway. And then the fourth one was just Future War.
Yeah.
Sam Worthington's a Terminator in disguise.
But he doesn't even know he's
like,
a Terminator.
Yeah, he doesn't even know. Like, he's like human that's been reprogrammed or whatever, taken and turned into a Terminator, and doesn't even know it. And then this one. So those, like, Terminator 3 and 4 were, like, direct continuations of the Terminator storyline.
Yes.
But then this one gets to, like, the end of that Terminator storyline where John Connor leads the mankind, the resistance, and they knock down Skynet.
And they destroy Skynet.
They destroy Skynet, but at the same time, Skynet sends back the Terminator to kill Sarah Connor, hence starting the 1984 movie.
Yes.
So really, the beginning of Terminator Genisys is just...
Well, yeah, until...
Leading up to the beginning of Terminator.
Until, you know, you find out that it's not actually that 1984 timeline.
For some reason...
It's an alternate 1984 timeline where somehow... A Terminator got sent even further back in time.
Right.
To try and kill Sarah Connor when she was a kid.
Like 70-something.
But the Arnold robot...
Was there too.
Was somehow...
Sent back also.
Sent back also, programmed by somebody.
Ooh, the files have been erased. Those files have been erased. Do we ever find out who? Never find out who?
No.
Never?
No. Nope.
Someone secret sent me back.
To save Sarah Connor.
To save Sarah as a child.
So, yeah. So, there's actual an old Arnold robot there waiting for the 1984 Arnold robot.
Which is also the trailer.
Yes.
And the commercials.
Yes.
They show, I've been waiting for you.
Yes.
And then he has a fight with the CG Arnold. Young Arnold.
Uh-huh.
Which, in some shots look...
Some shots it look really good.
Like
it
the close-up
really
of the faces, with the face where he's just
but
like...
But then some shots were... Just, I was like, man, that is just not human.
Well, the faster it moved, the more it moved, the synth thespian, the weaker it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they tried.
They did try.
They tried. So, yeah. So, then it's, so there's that whole thing going on. So, apparently what happened is by sending Kyle Reese back and doing all that stuff and Terminator 1 and Terminator 2, that did change the course of events in a way that then there's like when they do get to the part where they send Kyle Reese back, it's an alternate timeline, like Back to the Future 2 style.
Yeah.
Like when he goes back to alternate 1985 and Biff is in charge of the town.
Yeah, exactly. And he goes back and Sarah Connor's already a badass bitch.
Been trained.
Been trained by the
Terminator.
Weird
the reprogrammed Terminator.
Guardian.
In the credits, he's known as Guardian.
Yes.
But in the movie, they call him Pops.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Uh-huh.
Pops.
With that weird robot smile
weird
that
robot
Arnold
smile.
Does.
He does a lot of weird robot smiles in
Terminator movies.
So, the original Terminator, then.
Yes.
It's like, time is a circle.
Uh-huh.
Right? Rise of the Machines in 97. John Connor leads the resistance.
Yes.
Sends Kyle Reese back to save his mom. Kyle Reese has sex with his mom in 1984.
To make John Connor.
To make John Connor. So it's a cycle.
It's a closed loop.
It's a closed loop. It can't be broken. This movie decides, no, you know what? We're going to break that.
We're going Looper style.
We're going alternate timeline.
Yeah, they're going Looper style.
And it's like it doesn't.
And
they just changed the rule. They literally changed the rules of the Terminator franchise.
Well, the funny thing is, they try to explain it too, like in these stupid little kitschy ways where it's like, "Oh, we're very self-aware of what we're doing," but it didn't come off as a good self-aware.
Yeah,
it came off as a bad self-aware.
It just didn't
play.
When you talk it out, it doesn't work. You know?
Yeah.
Or does it? Okay, so. Kyle Reese goes back to 84, but instead of saving Sarah Connor, he gets saved by Sarah Connor and Pops from a liquid Terminator that shouldn't be there. And then she's all like, she knows that she's supposed to sleep with him.
To make John Connor.
To make John Connor, and then he's going to die shortly thereafter.
Yes.
She knows that that's supposed to happen, so she's resistant to it.
Uh-huh.
By knowing that it's supposed to happen, it's not happening. And then she's like, we build a time machine. We're going in 1997 to stop Skynet now.
Yeah, we're going... Yeah. But then they're like, no.
And then he's like, no, I've had a weird vision.
Well, it's because of the alternate timeline thing.
The alternate timeline
He is, as Arnold said, you know, he is... His mind exists in both.
Right, because both are possible, I guess, at that moment, right?
Yes.
So he's like, no, we have to go to 2017. Because that's where the real Skynet.
Because that's when I'm 12 years old, and we have to stop Genesis.
And Genesis is Skynet for some reason. We'll get to that. Oh shit, in a minute. Because I want to unpack this thread here. Follow this thread. So she's like, we're going to 97. He's like, we're going to 2017. Convinces them to do it. They go to 2017.
Yes.
Which means they haven't fallen in love and had sex yet. Which means John Connor has been born. They're in 2017. They don't have a way of going back.
Correct.
Their time machines, they break when they use them. Well, they only use that one, and it broke, right? It was like, it burned out anyway. So even if then it gets to 2017 and they finally fall in love and have sex, which they never do in this movie, even when it gets to the end, they're into each other, but they don't sleep together. When's John Connor being born now? Because now?
Later.
Even later now. Even later. Like, 2 decades? No. He should have been born in 84, 90, or like 20, 30 years later.
Well, but in the same token, Skynet has been pushed back as well.
Further. Yes. Yeah, everything. All the dates have been pushed. And now Kyle Reese is alive in a world where he's also existing alive as a child.
Well, and here's the thing. They don't do the time cop thing. Where if they touch each other,
they can't, the same matter.
Yeah. Apparently that's totally cool.
Totally cool in this universe. Yeah. Do they touch? Maybe they don't touch.
They get really close. They do meet each other.
Face to face at the end. He's like, listen, kid.
You got to remember this stuff.
For a vision for me later. So, which then implies the loop.
Yeah.
He's talking about the loop. He's like, I got to give this kid.
Well,
it's not a loop, though. They're doing alternate timelines.
Well, no, apparently it is both. So
it can't be both.
You've got this closed loop, Chris, right?
Closed loop.
Right? Closed loop. That apparently breaks.
Timeline.
All right?
Alternate timeline.
All right, so the closed loop keeps going. Eventually it breaks. And then alternate timelines, 2 possible endings until, I guess, a decision is made, at which point in time the one universe gone, the other one back. Closes the loop.
Closes up again.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
So we have a new time. We have a new.
You can't do both. You can't have a closed time loop and then break the time loop and not have the universe implode or something catastrophic happen.
2 options, and then the other one just doesn't exist.
Yeah, that doesn't work that way. You can't do it that way.
We have closed loop to open loop to closed loop.
Oh, it's killing me.
They do it all in one movie.
So now Kyle Reese is living in another future world. A past world.
Where
but it's different.
Where he's also all.
So now he's all grown up and has no social.
So, in all reality.
No driver's license.
Man.
He's not acclimated to.
So, does that mean all of the memories from the old thing are going to disappear because that timeline no longer exists?
Right? No, because now he's in an alternate timeline. So
or
it's
should
like,
he disappear? It's because like technically, in this new timeline, young him, since they destroyed. Well, they. Spoiler, I mean, very end of the movie, you know, they say...
They blow up the company that's supposed to be Skynet.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so there's not supposed to be a future war.
Exactly.
So then...
But there is.
So the old version of him should, like, disappear, like,
technically, but at the end of the movie, they do kind of address that because Skynet's not really dead.
Yeah, in the post-credit scene, I don't know why the Terminator movie needs a post-credit scene, it's so they can set up a sequel that they plan on doing, no matter how poorly this movie does, they're doing a sequel. The computer that's supposed to be Skynet that they destroyed,
which is Doctor Who,
Doctor Who apparently, it just turns back on.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, it's destroyed, we win. Credits over. It just turns on.
No, we're
like,
still he's still alive.
It's like they killed a person, they buried him. At the end of the movie, hand comes up out of the grave. Ah.
Yeah, that actually just happened in a video game that I'm playing.
Really played a game where everyone died and then it's like,
okay, Dragon Age Inquisition is what I've been playing. I've already beaten it once, whatever. But in Dragon Age 2, the main bad guy, his name's Corypheus. You kill him, you destroy him, game over. Dragon Age 3, halfway through the game, you find out who the villain is. Guess who it is?
Same guy.
He's back.
Wow.
It's like, well,
does it say how?
Magic.
Good old magic.
You know how these... It's a video game. They just magic.
Good old magic.
Man, but it's the same bullshit. It's like, he's dead. He's gone. Game over. I guess he's not.
We're doing this again. one more time. So in this movie, now, all right, now let's follow this plot thread, which hurts my head.
Yes. To now, think gotta, about. Gotta keep going with it. So we gotta close, yep, back to a new closed loop.
Yeah, no, all that shit, I see what you're saying. Doesn't work that way. Let's kill me. Because like you said, it's...
But it's gonna be, but what would happen...
Old Kyle Reese should disappear.
Well, no, the young Kyle Reese...
In a new timeline.
Maybe he should, old Kyle Reese should definitely disappear, because even if... Because
that whole other time...
Well, but only because that whole other time frame got pushed back.
Yeah, so everything's different.
So even...
John Connor's being born later.
Exactly, which means Kyle Reese is older when John Connor finds him.
And not being a kid, even though there's a kid Kyle Reese out there. But he's going to be older.
But yeah. Now Kyle Reese is going to be older than John Connor the whole time.
Which actually in Terminator Salvation, they meet for the first time and Kyle Reese is much older. He's not a kid. They do a different thing in Terminator Salvation, which is really funny. And they're just like, yeah, we'll just ignore that movie. Yeah. We'll pretend that one doesn't exist. Pretty funny.
So now Kyle Reese will be, in all essence, and for it to make any sense, the Kyle Reese in this one should immediately, once you see, you know, homeboy come back to life, he should immediately age like 20 years. Just like boom, because everything got pushed back, which means he would have been older.
Yeah, right? Just
yeah,
like butterfly effect style. Yeah,
exactly.
A Sound of Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so stupid.
So strange.
Like, the first couple of Terminator movies, one and two, it's not like they're all that smart or profound or anything, but the one thing you can't say about Terminator or Terminator 2 is that they're dumb, ever. They never get dumb or stupid.
No.
They never get smart.
Not really smart.
But they're not stupid.
No.
They don't have plot parts or characters that just make you be like, this movie is like the opposite.
Although I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
When J.K. Simmons popped up, I was a happy camper.
Oh, yeah. J.K. Simmons awesome. Is great, J.K. Simmons.
Out of nowhere, all of a sudden, boom, J.K. Simmons. Like, what?
The old drunk cop, the only one who believes
in time travel.
The whole time travel thing, time traveling robots.
Is he comic relief?
Used as comic relief.
Yes.
Yeah. A jokey movie. It's pretty jokey. Terminator 3 was pretty jokey, too. Even though that was rated R.
Terminator 2 was not jokey.
Terminator 2 had some jokes, but not wasn't a jokey movie. This one is like...
It was kind of sad,
this
too,
one's
at the
quippy.
End.
Oh, yeah, it did, sure. It does. Made me cry when I was 10. So, they lowered him to the steel. You must lower me into the steel. Okay, so there's this whole thing now where, like, part of his memory, alternate timeline, vision thing was Genesis is Skynet, right? They get to 2017...
Where okay.
Is it still Cyberdyne running?
Okay, yes,
Genesis?
It's still Cyber. Because what happened? You gotta remember, John Connor in this one, because he's the bad guy, right? He gets turned into weird thing.
Nanobot Terminator.
He turns into Nanobot Terminator, and he goes back in time to before.
He goes back to 2014.
Yeah, as opposed to 2017. So he's got 3 years of taking Cyberdyne from what it was at the end of the movie, you know, and turning it back into this new thing and giving, you know, Skynet is now not, you know, just a military thing now. You know, now it is an all-encompassing...
Okay, that's why... Okay, so I want to talk about that, right? Okay, so it's not Skynet anymore, which was missile defense.
Yes.
Which then made it easy. Once you turned the program on, it's like, oh, we're going to defend the world by killing all the humans with our missiles that we have explicit control of.
Yes.
Now it's Cyberdyne is releasing... In my review, I even got that mixed up. I was calling the company Genesis, but they're releasing a program called Genesis. And it's
which
like Apple
Skynet.
Or... And it is Skynet. Yeah. Which is what Kyle Reese, Kyle Reese tells young Kyle Reese. But it, so it's an OS program.
Yes,
it's an operating system.
Yes,
it's Gingerbread Snapdragon 2.7 that you get
on
the fucking Android. It's the new iPhone,
but
Apple
on another level.
Yeah, but on the next level theoretically,
because
we're heading down, which is where
everything is connected:
the computer, the phone, your tablet, you know. And then they make the now cliched point of like, look how everyone is connected. Everyone's walking around with phones and shit, right? Because he had Sarah Connor from 84 and Kyle Reese from Future War. Neither of them have the concept of the smartphone and the tablet. You would think they'd be more in awe of that technology right there. But I guess when you're fighting machines, it's like, who gives a shit that you were. So we have cool walkie-talkies with flat screens. Who gives a fuck,
exactly.
Right?
There are machines out there trying to kill me.
Yeah, they don't care about machines in the same way. So Genesis, now, the whole thing is when they get to 2017, they get there just in time for the final countdown.
They have 1 day and 14 minutes or something like that.
And there are electronic billboards.
Everywhere. Counting it down.
Like, to the point where if you're in a big city, if you walk a couple blocks and you look up, you're going to see it. They're positioned in such a way. It's, the ubiquitousness of it is unbelievable.
They even said that, one of the throwaway lines is, Genesis has a pre-order of 1 billion users.
Yeah, which is like, wait, for 2017, not that far down the road, 7 billion, 8 billion people by then. Yeah. It's a good number for them. Good job, guys. Here's my question. All leading up to this. Genesis, the countdown gets to zero. Skynet uploads out of the main server to the rest of the world. Everyone's connected. Made this big point. We're all on our Facebook and we're just giving up our privacy, right? From that point, how is Genesis / Skynet taking over the world at that point? Because they don't have missile defense. That's not it. That's not part of their thing.
Well, no, they said another one of the throwaway lines. They said something about how it was tied into there were government subcontracts. They didn't go into it. They basically said that Genesis is also being used by the government.
So what's the whole point of this whole everyone's connected? We're all on social media. What's the point of any of that? We have 1 billion pre-orders.
Nothing.
Everyone's connected to this. But we're really just worried about being connected to those government subcontractors. That has nothing to do with the big launch.
Maybe that's how they don't explain it.
It's bullshit, dude. They had this big point. They're like, oh, you know what we'll do? This is what we'll do. This is what's in vogue. We'll talk about how we're all super connected to our phones. We're all looking at our phones, and we're all giving up our privacy. Snowden, NSA, that's all very in at the moment. It'll make the movie feel relevant. Okay, how are we going to tie that into the plot? I don't know. Some government subcontract. Just do it. This is what happens when you have a bunch of people sitting around a table in a room, and they're all like, how are we going to make this movie? And I don't mean a director and a writer. I mean boardroom executives, studio, producers, people that are in the business of making movies, not in the business of making movies. Mm-hmm. They're in the business of it,
Yes.
And it feels like, oh, these are hot buttons. These are hot topics. This is what we need to include in the movie now. We need to make it PG-13. We also need to do this. We also need to do that. For money, right? That's what this movie feels like. Because that makes no sense. No one would have sat down. No writer would have been like, oh, this is the natural progression of... It's so stupid. Subcontracts. Government subcontracts. They could have just been a company that had government subcontracts. And it could have been, oh, here's a news story about it. And we'll just go to the... Why does that have to be this whole thing about the Genesis and the countdown? And then people are uploading. We're all connected. And then the movie's just shaming you for wanting to use your smartphone. So what if I have 5 minutes until the movie starts? I want to go through my Facebook. I'm bored. I don't want to watch your Coca-Cola commercials. And you're going to shame me.
Yes.
Just for fucking having a stupid Facebook account, which I don't even like. I just use it for the film critic stuff and the show stuff. Uh-huh. But you're going to shame me, stupid movie. Yep. Shame on you, stupid movie. You're being so stupid.
You're being shamed.
It just pissed. No thinking required in the writing of this movie. So dumb.
You are correct.
So dumb. They also did the thing where, so like you said, it's this guy, the Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Whoever this dude is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I've just seen him on commercials on BBC America. That's how I know he's Doctor Who.
Right on. The current Doctor Who?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the end, when they're in the Cyber-9 and they're trying to blow up Genesis, it's like a light thing is projected, and at first it starts as a child, and as it evolves, it grows into the older version, to a man.
Yeah.
Why the need to... Because they did this in Terminator Salvation also. Why the need to have to create some sort of embodiment?
Of Skynet?
Yeah.
So idiots can wrap their heads around it, so they can try and kill it.
So they can have something, but because in Terminator Salvation,
it's
Helena Bonham Carter's face on a giant screen, and then Sam Worthington throws the thing and it breaks. So we're like, it's just a view screen. You didn't really do. And then this one, they keep shooting the lights that are projecting. It's like, they're not stopping anything. You're correct.
Yes.
At the most, they're annoyed by the guy, and they just keep shooting the light out.
But that's how they're killed. They have to visualize the death of Skynet.
It can't
just be like in real life where there would be a switch that turns off.
Yeah.
And no big kabang or anything. It's just cut the power, done.
Because
that's what would be in real life, and that's not dramatic. It doesn't look cool on the screen.
Nope.
There's no big climax.
Speaking of big climax, so. Oh, okay. First off, all right, let's go back to this dumb John Connor thing.
Okay.
Where the beginning of the movie, Future War, they're sending Kyle Reese back. He's floating inside the time displacement device, butt naked.
Uh-huh.
And everyone's standing there looking up at his junk.
Uh-huh. Like, whoa, look at this. This amazing floating blue man's junk. It was very Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah, yeah. And just as he's about to go back, he sees the Doctor Who dude. Like,
He reaches around and like puts his hand over
on John Connor's face.
Yeah,
and then he does the thing where it's pretty much like The Matrix, where Agent Smith.
Yeah,
he puts his hand inside a person, and then the black goo takes over.
Yeah,
so nanobots take over John Connor,
replace him on a cellular level.
So they take all of his cells, replace him. So he's John Connor with all his memories and everything, but he's really a Terminator too, yes. Right? And then he goes to, like you said, 2014. And then when he pops up in the hospital, it's so obvious the way the movie is presented from the second he walks through the door up until Pop's Guardian Terminator shoots him. Like, you're not supposed to know he's a bad guy in any way. You're supposed to be like, oh shit, he time traveled. Like, things are getting fucking crazy.
Yeah, but you already know.
Yeah, the whole time. The first time I saw him in the beginning of the movie, and he's talking to Kyle, he's like, you're my right hand man. Like, he's going to become a Terminator bad guy. I know it. I'm expecting it now from the very first second of the movie.
And that's exactly what happened.
What a bummer that they would. The one thing that could have made this. The one thing that could have made me be like, oh, you know what? This movie actually had something going for it. Now it's like I had so much time leading up to it.
Yeah, but have you...
the impact was totally, totally taken away. Totally deflated.
Well, that and the poster. I mean, totally...
It's on a poster.
He's right in the middle of the poster.
In the middle of the poster, standing there looking like a Terminator.
Uh-huh.
Man, you guys just didn't give a fuck. Fucking Paramount.
No.
Marketing. It's all the marketing.
Uh-huh.
The ad execs.
Yes.
The marketing geniuses who fucked it up. You guys are idiots. Didn't help that the movie isn't very good to begin with, but you guys still fucked that up royally.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he's a Terminator, and he has this whole thing where he's sort of like... he's talking about like a melding of people and machines in the future.
Yeah.
Like a truce.
He's like, everyone can be like me.
Yeah.
We can all be people bots.
We can be people bots. But who's really talking? Is that the Terminator talking?
No, it was fucking...
He needs them.
Well, the thing is, at that point in time... If Skynet doesn't exist, then really neither does he.
So he'll fade away like...
But we've already proven that can't happen. So stupid.
So dumb. Yeah. So they go to Genesis, the Cyberdyne, and they're trying to blow it up, but he's having to fight with the old Terminator, and he's like taking his arm off and all the shit.
But Terminator pulled out the strange coils out of the street lamps.
Yeah, he's got magnet boxing gloves.
Yes,
that disrupts his magnetic field every time he hits them. Which is a pretty cool looking effect, I guess.
Well, I mean, it really, they had to try to find a way to take a little bit of flesh off of him so they could do the final scene.
Right, because
in the beginning they make a really big point of like nothing metal can go in here that's not covered by flesh.
Right. That's right. So it fucked them up. He kills him.
Kaboom.
Pops kills him. His torso goes flying out. His one-arm torso.
Yes.
Goes flying out, and because they're inside the factory where they already have a thing set up for making
T-1000s.
Well, liquid metal polymers.
They've got the metal. They
have the liquid metal thing. They just doesn't need to be programmed.
It needs a processor.
Right. And then he falls in there with the processor and even get the shot of the chip inside his head.
Yep.
And then he makes a big reveal a few minutes later as a liquid metal Terminator.
Yep.
So now Arnold is a T-1000.
Correct.
And he's like, upgrade.
Yep.
Right? Smile, upgrade, metal arms, I'm Terminator, we'll be back.
So stupid.
And then him, Kyle Reese, Sarah Connor, all drive off, and they're like...
Almost into the sunset.
Practically into the sunset. The sun wasn't setting, but if the sun was setting, they would have been driving into it. And the voiceover is like, we did it. We beat the machines. It's over. And then post-credit sequence, the machine just turns back on. They want to make two more.
With this cast?
With this whole run. They want to make a trilogy here, right here, right now. And they have to get it done. It's 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018. They have 3 years to put out these two movies.
Or
in 2019, no matter what, finances, contracts, no matter what, the Terminator rights revert back to James Cameron.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Like, no matter what happens.
I am so happy about that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That really should have happened like 10 years ago.
It should have happened forever ago. He should never have lost the rights. He lost the rights in his divorce to Linda Hamilton, who then turned around and sold them to a production company to just liquidize, get the money, And then it's been bouncing around from bankrupt company to this company, that company. Megan Ellis won a bidding war to produce a Terminator movie under the Annapurna banner, which would have been odd because she does all art stuff. She does P.T. Anderson movies and shit.
Maybe we would have gotten a P.T. Anderson directed Terminator movie?
In 2012, we would have got Annapurna. What Megan Ellison does is she just relies on her own taste.
Yeah.
So she'll spend the money on the project. She'll have the director. She'll see what the project is. If she likes it, she says, go and make it. And then she backs off. The only thing she's like has a hand in is the money, i.e. you have $10 million to make this. Oh, you need 11? Fuck you. You have $10 million to make this. Yeah. That's her style. In 2012, she even tweeted, we got the rights to the Terminator movie. We can guarantee you right now this thing will be R-rated. So she was going to make an R-rated Terminator.
Of course.
But then a couple years passed. Not even a couple years passed. Like 1 year passed. Change of heart. Decided she didn't want to do it anymore with Annapurna. Transferred the rights to her brother's company, Skydance. Mm.
David, that's what we just got.
Which is what we got. David Ellison, he's the type of guy, he'll take a Terminator movie like, we're making this shit PG-13. I'm sitting down with my studio partner, and we're going to hash out a plot before we even bring a writer in, shit like that.
And that's exactly what happened.
And that's the movie that we got. Yeah. Skydance still puts out some good movies, Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing Mission Impossible. That's Skydance. But they fucking dropped the ball on this one.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did they did not make a good movie. And they want to make two more. Ugh. Before it goes back to James Cameron, who by that time, 2019, we should be seeing the release of Avatar 3.
Okay.
Because they've been pushed back. I think Avatar 2 will come out 2018, next one 2019, something like that. And then he'll probably might be looking for his next project.
Okay.
Could be a Terminator. Could be Terminator versus Avatar. Terminator versus Avatar versus Titanic. I'm there.
Terminator, Avatar, Titanic?
Terminator versus Avatar versus Titanic.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm down. Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
The Terminator finds the sunken Titanic, pulls up out of the water, liquid metal, mind melts with the whole thing.
Okay.
So he becomes part of the boat. The boat then, the Titanic ship, then takes off into outer space. With them piloting it.
Where they find Jason X.
They pick up Jason X along the way. And then they go to the planet of Avatar, where they fight the Avatars. Terminator and Jason X on the Titanic fighting the Avatars. But then the Titanic, because it's been taken over with the liquid metal, takes on a mind of its own thing. And then it transforms. And then it starts. It's like a Transformer Terminator.
Okay.
And then it becomes a big three-way battle.
A Transforminator.
So it's the Terminator with Jason X.
And the Transformers.
No, Transformers, we're saving that he doesn't have the rights to that. These are all the things he has the rights to. He doesn't have the rights to Jason X. Where'd that come from? Just because he's in outer space?
Yes.
God damn it. No, Aliens 2, Drew. You blew it.
Hey, you're the one who ran with it.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking. Is there anything else that we can sort of spoil about this movie? The ending we already talked about.
Yeah.
Terminator dies. He does in the first Terminator movie where the T-800 model isn't destroyed at the end of it.
Yeah.
He's destroyed in every other one. I liked Arnold. I thought Arnold was good.
Yeah.
I mean, he just did his Arnold thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie was so goofy.
Yeah, it was not very good.
Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah. I really don't like Jack Courtney.
So, I guess so. It's been enough movies now. You know what, Jai Courtney? Now I get where, like, you gotta... now I know why, if you go back to the 80s, there's so many movies with Steve Guttenberg. It's like, I feel like Jai Courtney is 2015 Steve Guttenberg. Where it's like, this guy, he's not that good looking. He's not that good. Nope. Why is he in so many movies?
I don't... That's a good question, Chris. I don't know. I don't know.
Jai Courtney. Modern day Steve Guttenberg.
He says that.
All right, well, yeah. Let's rank them. Terminator movies.
Oh, Terminator 2 at number 1.
Okay.
The original Terminator.
Okay.
At number 2.
Okay.
I'm going to go... God, it was so bad. But it's got Christian Bale, so...
Salvation.
Terminator Salvation, number 3.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this one, number 4, and only because I've...
Really haven't seen the Rise of the Machines one.
Yeah, I don't really care to.
I like how in Rise of the Machines, they stick with closed loop.
Okay.
So, the whole movie is with... the idea for that one is they send... The Terminators, they're like, we can't defeat John Connor. So, the best we can do is cripple his movement, and we're going to kill all his lieutenants.
Okay.
Right? So, so John Connor, he's like in his early 20s, and he's homeless and kind of a drug addict, and he's all fucked up from his fucked up... being raised like
Claire Danes and blah blah blah.
Claire Danes is one of his lieutenants.
I've seen bits and pieces of the movie.
They get together. They the whole runaway from the Terminator thing forces them to her father's in the military. He sends them off to a bunker.
Yeah,
it's like, go to this bunker. That's where you can get everything you need.
Yeah. So in this movie, that in that one, they're not trying to prevent Judgment Day. They're trying to survive.
No, they're trying to prevent Judgment Day, and they think like, no, go to this bunker. At this bunker, this is where you can shut everything down and prevent Skynet from taking over. But he lied to them. He lied to his daughter. Yeah. All he did was send them to a bunker where they would be safe.
Yeah.
And then the radio comes on, and it's like, this is John Connor. And he's like, who's in charge over there? He looks around, it's just the two of them. He's like, I guess I'm in charge. And that's how, you know.
Boom.
Exactly. And then the movie ends with a shot of, like, missiles going around the world. Blowing. The movie ends with the Judgment Day, with the end of the world, right? So that movie is all closed loop. No matter what these people are doing, even the fact that the Terminators are sending back robots to try to kill the lieutenants, all that did was ensure John Connor's safety and that he would become the leader, you know?
Closed loop set path.
And this is totally different. This is where it's like alternate timeline. Now people are going to be born, not be born. Should they fade away? Not going to fade away. Now they're just like living in an alternate dimension time world where they have no... The money's probably a little different. They don't even know it. All the American bills are blue instead of green. We never saw money.
No.
Is there even money in 2017 now because of the whole...
Who knows?
So I'm going... T1 and T2, I mean, they can be flipped. You know, certain times I want more action. Certain times I want more of that 80s thriller, horror, techno horror thing. Mm-hmm. So that's like 1A, 1B. But the other ones I would go in the order they were released. Right? Because T3 does have some fun, over-the-top action. And Arnold is... like in his early 50s, so still more believable as like unstoppable killing machine. This one is more like, you know, CG assisted. Then Terminator Salvation, because of the Christian Bale and some of the action, and they like came up with some cool Terminator designs. Whereas this one, it was just like, outside the nanobot, we'll just rehash the liquid metal, we'll rehash everything. This movie is a total rehash, so it's the last one.
All right.
So 3, 4, 5, I'll just...
Sure.
They're just getting worse as they come out, which means the next one's going to be like,
God awful.
Oh boy, I hope they make it PG.
No Arnold.
No, I want Arnold, but I want him
to... if they do a PG, they can do...
He's going to be liquid metal Arnold.
Well, they no.
So all CG
say,
Arnold.
No. I say we go back. We do a prequel for the number 5.
A prequel for number 6, you mean?
Yeah, for number 6, we're doing a prequel of the storyline where...
Of Pop's raising.
Yes. So it's...
because I didn't understand... PG, when she was telling the story about how she was at the lake and she like there was a Terminator there and a boat was turned into liquid metal, I was like, I don't understand what's going on. So they're in a boat and that's just like taking time, like, take your hand, go straight to, you know, like... Or, so they're not being chased after by a Terminator? Then the Terminator's killing the... They didn't show any of that. I got pissed off when they didn't show a second of it.
All they showed was...
was Terminator walking away.
Yeah, fake young Terminator.
I did like when they show fake young Terminator looking down through the slats and he had on the 70s glasses.
Yeah.
I was like, I do like 70s Terminator. I would like to see movies now where they send Terminators back to different time periods and it's always young Arnold, but he's wearing like the biker fashion of the day. So like 50s Terminator will be a greaser with a cigarette pack rolled up in his arm, right? Something like that. That'd be fun.
That'd be hilarious.
90s Terminator, he could be like, I guess they already did 90s Terminator. I was going to say like a Blood or a Crypt, but he was just leather clad.
Yep.
Biker dude. In Terminator 3, he ended up at a gay bar. So he actually took some gay dude's leather.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Whatever.
Spells kind of funky. Yeah, this movie was not very good.
No, it was pretty awful.
Pretty bad. So there you go. I think we spoiled it all. What was left to be spoiled, which wasn't much.
It was not a very good movie.
Hope you enjoyed that rambling about the Terminator Genesis. Genesis? What a terrible. I know it's supposed to be SYS system.
Whatever.
But still.
It's over.
It looks stupid.
We never have to watch the game. We never talk about it again. Except for...
Well, except when we record episode 130, which we're going to do next. Make sure you go back and listen to episode 130, which came out a few days ago. It does come out in the middle of the week. Got to record this a little ahead of time because I'm...
On vacation.
On vacation, as you hear this right now. I'm chilling. Not doing a thing. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors to check out the show. Rate us, reviews on iTunes. Check out chriscrespo.com. Hit up Drew on the interwebs at antihero419. Hit me up on Twitter at IamChrisCrespo. Thank you, Drew.
You're welcome, Chris.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back this weekend with episode 131 of Cinema Crespo.